All right, welcome everybody to our first podcast. So I think some introductions are in order. So here we have with me a good friend of mine,
Abby Normal,
and also
Dora.
And I'm Kat, and this is our podcast called A Sane Asylum. So I think what's best is we're going to tell you guys a little bit about how we came up with this name. And basically, we're all a little unorthodox, right? So we wanted there to be a safe place for all the people who are a little unorthodox to talk and feel safe. And so we created a sane asylum. You know, living forever now.
So, like, a fun fact of each one of the members.
How about we do it off today's topic? You know, fun fact. We all have piercings, some type of tattoo, and we...
I don't have a tattoo.
Well, yeah, Abby doesn't have a tattoo, sadly.
Abby is thinking about getting a tattoo, but she's the one of our group who's very cautious. She likes to think things through more than the rest of us do.
I gotta have a plan. Like, there's gotta be a rhyme. Oh, also with us today is Mushu the dog.
Mushu is my dog. She's a little terrier mix. She's just the sweetest. If you hear her, she just likes to come and visit while we record.
Yeah. But back to tattoos and stuff, like, I have nothing against tattoos. I think they're all well and good. I just don't know what I would want personally. Maybe like a tree or something.
Like a tree?
Maybe lavender.
Any kind of tree? You want a pine tree?
Probably evergreen.
You do know like some pines are evergreen.
Yeah, well, not all pines are evergreen.
Well, no, but some
all
are.
Pines were.
No, not some are.
What?
Only some.
Wow. The more you know.
But tattoos, yeah. We're all really into tattoos. Like, let's see.
But
Dora and I, we already have several tattoos between us, and
Abby has been contemplating on getting one.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm already pretty certain I'm gonna get more piercings. I already have two. I want to get another one in my ears, and then I want to get my nose pierced as well. And then maybe after those two piercings, I might get a tattoo later.
I self-pierce my belly button in my own ear.
Same.
So to me, piercings don't hurt.
I remember sitting, like, I did my own belly button piercing when I was 16.
Oh my God, same.
Yeah. And I remember my parents are really conservative, and they hated piercings. They hate tattoos. They hate all that kind of stuff. So when I decided, you know, screw you guys, I'm going to pierce my own belly button, I remember sitting in the bathroom floor, like, with this needle, and I was just like, I'm ready. I ordered, like, a kit on, like, Amazon that had, like, sterilization.
Oh, no, see, I ordered my kit off of Wish, and my grandmother was the one that ordered it for me, actually.
She's like, I'm not paying for that shit. Go
nah,
to
right.
the bathroom.
And she actually wanted me for a long time to pierce her own, but I'm like, you are 50-something. Can we not?
Yeah. Soon after I did my first piercing, I had the idea of, like, hey, I'm going to do my own tattoo. So I started tattooing. I started with, like, stick and pokes, and my boyfriend at the time was like, I'm going to get you a tattoo gun. And I was just like, nah. There's something that's kind of special about, like,
creating your own way.
Yeah.
And see, the tattoo place where you and I go, that's what I enjoy, is the fact that they sit there and they create their own guns. And he decides, you know, when you come in, what gun he's going to use on you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it depends on your skin.
Like, there's, like, different guns.
Yeah. He has a specific style.
Mm-hmm.
And he really determines, you know, what he feels is best for your specific tattoo.
Like, whereas some artists has one gun, and they're like, you know, you switch out needles per person, obviously, but, you know, it to me, it feels more personal, the fact that he's like, decides, you know, which gun he wants to use on you, because to me, that's, you know, pretty special.
Yeah.
I honestly, like, I want to go in there. I mean, I have to go in there to get my piercings, but, like, I just want to go in there just to see what ideas he's come up with for people, because I'm not a very creative person at all. I'm just not.
I like his artwork, but to me, tattoos, like, if you go to an artist, it's about them putting their art on you.
But I feel like if you're gonna get a tattoo that's gonna be with you for the rest of your life, I feel like it should be something that it's like meaningful to you, and then it's more of like your artwork, not for someone sure. else's.
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing is, you have a consultation with your artist, mm-hmm. and you tell them, this is the style that I like, this is the idea, this is like the feeling and the emotion that I want captured in this piece. And they're artists. They take your thoughts and your ideas and they create this piece. And yeah, it has a little bit of them in it, but like that's what makes it like it's a collaborative
mm-hmm.
piece.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really cool to see. When I went in to go get my latest tattoo, we were talking to my artist and he was saying that he created this wolf for a client of his. And it was so cool. And it was like this wolf with like a scar and he had watercolor behind it. It was going to be so awesome, but this guy never came in to get it. And I'm so considering going back and just be like, put it on me, man. Like, it was such a great piece.
So like, what would that represent for you?
Just a piece.
Okay.
Yeah. Like some people go in there just for like, oh, you're an artist. I want your designs on me. You know, but others, they go in there like, I want this specific mm-hmm. set art piece.
So it's like different perspectives for
customer. Some people think that every tattoo has to have a meaning. It has to have like this deep connection with you.
I just feel like you have to like it.
So. I mean, yeah, you literally
can come up with a meaning for anything. Because like everything can be symbolic due to your perspective.
So, exactly. Yeah.
That's what I meant by like, I feel like it should be meaningful. But you make that meaning.
If you saw like, you know, a fire hydrant down the street and you were like, I like that fire hydrant and you wanted to get that on your body, why not? I mean, like, I was once in Walmart and this guy had a full big ass rooster on the back of his calf and I was like, what an interesting tattoo, but also what an interesting placement.
Okay. All right. So like when it comes to tattoos, is placement very important?
Yes.
Yes.
So you don't want to get what they call a jammer. And a jammer is a tattoo that you put in a prime real estate spot. So like, you know, the back of your arms, like in the middle of your arm, thighs. Yeah. Dora has a jammer. And it could be incorporated, but it's something that you would have to work around.
And see, for me, if I'm going to add to this tattoo, I would add a quill because, you know, I have a quote on my arm and to me, the quote's very meaningful. And so like a quill would like be symbolic for a lot of reasons, you know, like I'm a fan of Harry Potter. Like I would love to have like an actual quill.
You know, like the little stars that go behind it.
No, I'm not going to be a basic white girl.
I'm sorry. I am one.
Okay. Abby.
What? I didn't fuck right on off with that shit.
Oh.
She can fuck right off with that shit. But, like...
See, I would like, a piece of lavender, like, on my rib cage, and then, like, parts of it floating away. But then I also want three ravens on my collarbone, and then I want a tree, maybe, like, right here, on my wrist area.
All of my tattoos are considered basic white bitch tattoos, but I have them for specific reasons, and... Especially when you say that, they're like,
white bitches.
A lot of people say they're basic white bitch tattoos.
You did them yourself. That's not basic white bitch anything.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like, that takes education.
I actually did a tattoo, a stick and poke tattoo on one of my good friends from back home. And I did it in the thumb of his hand. And it was a semicolon. And so I wanted to make sure that that circle was perfect. I wanted to make sure the lines were crisp. We sat there for 2 hours to do a tiny tattoo just so I could make sure that everything was in order. And so I'm telling you, I left his house. And then 2 days later, he comes back and he has his tattoo all jacked up. I'm like, what the hell happened, right? He's like, I put Germix on my tattoo. I was like, you dumb bitch.
That upsets me right there. Like,
anybody with tattoos.
A waste of time.
It was. But like, I had a good time personally because, you know, when you're doing a stick and poke, it's continuous. It's really, it takes a long time. So you're there and you're talking to each other and you're having a good time. But am I upset that there is no product of my labor? Well, I cannot say that there's no product of my labor because there are still a few lines left on his hand. But still, there is less product.
Yeah. I also thinking about that. I don't know, but I think I would like to have a tattoo behind my ear.
Yeah, but those are really painful because they're really close to your bone, and the closer...
Actually, that was one of the questions I had brought up. You know, how, like, are tattoos painful to you?
For me?
Aren't they, like...
They're not bad. I am Italian, so I have naturally thick skin. Mm-hmm. And so keeping a tattoo can be somewhat difficult. So I usually have to get them gone over at least once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
And so he kind of has to really get in there with that ink. And sometimes that can suck because you can scar over your tattoo. And that creates a more painful experience. I have a tattoo on my right wrist, and I went in to get it refilled because the color was looking a little dull. It was spicy. She was spicy. Oh, it hurt. It was tingling. I was just like...
See, ooh. I think that's really ironic because when I went and got my tattoo done, he told me, like, flat out that I had incredibly thin skin. Like, mm-hmm. he expected me to have really thick skin because, you know, of my ethnicity.
Right.
But it's like, I was a free bleeder, but I didn't feel a thing. Like, to me, it was like a massage. Like, it felt really comfortable. The only time I ever got uncomfortable, like, you know, a little discomfort was the closer he got to, like, the inside part of my...
Your arm ditch.
Yeah, my arm ditch. But, like...
It's your arm ditch. Is that what you call them?
No!
What do you call them?
No, this part's your elbow.
Yeah, but this
that's
is...
your arm ditch. You got knee ditches and arm ditches.
Yeah. Like, for my mother, she has a lower back tattoo.
The inside of your elbow. Because here's the...
But that's less fun to say.
Yeah, like, arm
it's your
ditch.
Arm ditch.
Okay, when have we classified me as the fun person here?
That is a good... We never have.
Exactly. There's a reason for that. You know what? I'm just not the
you're
fun
like
friend.
The little brother we have to take the parties.
I'm the mother. I'm not the little brother. I'm the mother.
So you're the mother that disciplines
or
us when we come
home.
Or
maybe the grandmother. I think I'm the grandmother. I think the mother would be like, you need home.
No, I'm the cool grandmother. Like, I go to bed early-ish.
I go to bed before you do.
I'm knitting crochet.
I'm getting a sewing machine for Christmas.
Because we have awesome personalities.
Yeah, like, I think we all, you know...
I have a winning personality, okay? Like,
okay.
I am...
Okay.
I am so humble.
Oh, yeah.
Theme song right there. So, okay, we have the winning complex.
I'm just a cat complex. I am me. If you find another bitch just like me, you better hope and pray we never meet.
Cat is so unique, you can't classify her as a certain personality.
Yeah.
You are so common. We can call you Grandma. I'm kidding. Not common.
I mean, come on, my name is literally Abby Normal. Like, come on. Abby Normal. Let's be real. I am the blue line that labels average. That is me. The 0.099% of the world's population.
That's me.
It's that blue line. And that's me.
That's me.
Average.
No, we do need some average people, though. Like, you know, if we don't
obviously,
have anything
there's
to
no average.
There is average.
But no, I said if there was never no wow, double negatives. If there
all was, these negatives.
If there was never an average, then people would only be exceptional in their own way.
But I think you should be around people who treat you like you're extraordinary. There's a quote by Oscar Wilde.
So I should not be friends here. I should not be here.
There's a quote by Oscar Wilde that says, never be with someone who treats you like you're ordinary. And I mean, if people can't find like the special things within you, why are you even still with them?
See, I think you fit in so well with us is because we're so... out there that you actually seem quite different to us. Like, you have a different personality than us.
Yeah. I think it's just that our main values and stuff that we're both, like, all of us are very open-minded. So, like, mm-hmm. none of us, we all have thick skin. Like, we're not getting offended by the other person. And at the same time, it's like, we're all very loyal to our friend groups. And we're like, we know
exactly.
that no one here is to tear anyone down and stuff. And I feel like that's
an
important message
place.
That people need to know.
It's a safe
asylum. And then we all have jokes on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a good common ground.
Yeah. Speaking of jokes.
Oh, God.
Let's just segue our way right into dad jokes.
You're like, yes, set up.
Yes. We're going to set him up and
so,
write the fuck right down.
Do y'all have a favorite dad joke?
Or no.
I guess, like, the normal, like, the very average one, you know, like, when somebody comes in, he's like, I'm hungry. Hi, hungry. I'm dead. Like,
no,
that one hurts my soul, but also I say that all of the time. So same. I guess call me a hypocrite.
I don't know. I feel like a slap back to that. You might be dead.
Slap my ass and call me kinky. Like, you know.
That was really what I was saying. I was like a slap back to that, but like, you might be dead, but I don't call you daddy.
Ooh.
I got jokes, guys. What up?
What up with him?
I love how you only have jokes when we're recording.
Yeah, real life, I cannot come up with jokes at all. And I'm just like, yeah. I'm like good with one liner.
I think that's like what's really good about comedy is like you can tell a really shitty joke, but if you deliver it properly, then people are gonna laugh. It's kind of like,
at least
you know, it's kind of like when you tell a family that their child is deceased, if you crack a good joke, they're gonna laugh, you know. Like,
they're tears of joy because you're cracking them up so much, just like the sun cracked his back and died.
Oh,
kill it.
Oh my god.
Did I just bomb that, or was that too soon for that joke?
Oh, it's too soon.
We had to take a moment of silence. That was just too real.
It's just like the child that died.
No, that one was me just looking at you like, hey!
Yeah. Okay, I'm done.
How are you? Well, okay. I think that pretty much would wrap up. You know, we've covered a little bit of everything, expressed our personalities.
Yeah, we went from tattoos, placements, questions, to dad jokes, and how much of a terrible person I truly am.
We are.
We're all really bad people deep inside.
Yes.
But what makes us good people is that we don't act on the constant thoughts of killing everyone near us.
What I say makes a person a good person is if they sit there and think, am I a bad person? Because bad people don't ever question their actions. They just keep going.
But what if you constantly think that you're a bad person? Because that's my agenda.
Yeah, I always think I'm a bad person, but yet, you know,
yeah, I'm a good person. I don't care what anybody says.
Well, I just automatically think I'm a bad person.
Just because I know what goes on in my head, honestly, like, that's a terrible thing.
I think it's more like self-loathing. Like, you guys think more, you know, like, down on yourselves. And I walk into a room like, fuck all y'all, I'm the best in this room. Like, fuck yeah. You know? But, like, I don't know.
It's just...
I'm a good person because, like, y'all know me. I'm a good person.
You are a good person.
But, like, also, I don't bag on myself, you know? Like,
you have, like, the self-confidence that everyone strives for in this society.
Yes. And that we all need.
Yeah. Send up confidence for all y'all here. I'm gonna rub some off.
Oh my god.
I love how you just straight up just smacked her too. Like, I'll give you some confidence.
Pitsy, remember I got 2 shots in the arm today?
Oh,
I got my vaccines and she's gonna slap me right where the band-aid or anything.
Well, I guess that's a good outro. So thanks for listening and come back next time.
Follow us on all of our social media. We'll have it linked in the description below and we'll see you guys later.